Hare Krishna. Intention instills intensity. Intention refers to a conscious determination to do a particular thing. Intensity refers to focus, absorption in doing particular thing. Many times in our spiritual life, we feel that we lack intensity. We try to meditate, but our mind is distracted. We study scripture, but we can't focus. So when we find that when we lack intensity in our practice of bhakti, then we don't get a taste in bhakti. Because what brings taste is the contact of our consciousness with Krishna. So we are here, Krishna is here, and we practice bhakti. Krishna manifests through the activities of bhakti and our consciousness connects with him. It's like if I'm drinking some sweet juice, if I'm feeling hot and I'm drinking some sharbat, which is cooling, say, at that time the sharbat, the cold cooling juice has to actually go into my mouth, has to come in contact with me. If I just open my mouth and the sharbat is falling elsewhere, then I can't get the taste. So that contact has to be there between us and Krishna. Similarly, for us to experience higher taste, for our service to be pleasing to Krishna, by which he will provide higher taste. So that doesn't happen if we don't come in contact with him. And we don't come in contact with him if there is no intensity. So it's like Krishna, the nectar or the cooling juice is being poured, but we are looking, mouth is elsewhere. So it just doesn't provide the satisfaction. So similarly, we don't get a taste if there is no intensity. Now, how do we develop intensity? The development of intensity requires the cultivation of intention. Sometimes we just say, concentrate. It will not work. We cannot use brute force. There has to be inner inspiration. And an inspiration cult come. What am I doing? Okay, I am trying to study scripture. Why am I studying scripture? Because scripture is the means by which I can absorb myself in Krishna. Scripture is the means by which my intelligence can be nourished. Scripture is the means by which I can worship Krishna with my intelligence. So in this way, when we meditate, then we understand the value of scripture, the necessity of scripture, the importance of scripture. And thus, we can actually we can just cultivate the inner motivation for outer intensity. It's like when we deeply want to do something, when we strongly want to do something, then automatically we become absorbed in it. If a person is interested, has a lot of interest in cricket, then actually even if there's a lot of distraction here, then the person gets absorbed in cricket. Similarly, when we have instilled in ourselves a great interest, an inner intention in Krishna, then that will bring intensity. So rather than getting frustrated because we lack intensity, or just trying to use some brute force to try to get intensity, we can introspect and strengthen our intention. Introspect and study scripture. Why do I want to chant? Why do I want to study? Why do I want to practice bhakti? And once we can strengthen our intention by such introspection, then automatically intensity will follow. So the Bhagavad Gita says in 2.41, Vyavasayatmika buddhi ekeha kurunandana bahushakha hirantasya buddhayo vyavasayinam. Vyavasayatmika buddhi. Vyavasaya means one-pointed determination. Atmika buddhi, spiritual intelligence. Our intelligence is all connected with the Atma, with soul. Visayatmika buddhi ekeha kurunandana ekeha. Only one is there. Kurunandana bahushakha hi anantascha. Bahushakha. There are many branches. Hi anantascha. Many branches which go on almost to the unlimited level. Buddhayo avyavasayinam. For those whose intelligence is misdirected, avyavasayinam. For them, what happens? The intelligence is misdirected and then they cannot focus. So by cultivating this vyavasayatmika buddhi, we can become ekha. By cultivating intention, we can attain intensity. Thank you. Hare Krishna.